This is Professor Gus Everard, the first computational cosmologist at the University of Michigan. Whenever I'm off in the 10th dimension of my synthetic multiverse, I like to tunnel through the cosmic interwebs to stream awesome freeform from WCBN-FM, Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Listening to WCBN-FM Ann Arbor. It's still
you
Halloween.
You are the master of a giant past.
Exactly, I should never have
signed it up. We just heard Sun Ra with Huff from Bellomancy. Before that, Gods with White Cat Heat from Contact High with the Gods. Just because it reminds me of this. And then before that, His Name Is Alive with See You in a Minute from their new album, To Cuckoo to Cattle. All Natural Lemon and Lime Flavors with Linear Force from the album Straight Blue Line. Heard His Name Is Alive from a new CDR of outtakes and stuff called Dark Reflections. And we heard Mirror Trampoline. And we heard Velisca with the Jericho Tides from the Sounds from the Workshop's 2014 compilation from CJSW. Alright, so you're listening to The Answer Is in the Beat here on WCBN-FM Ann Arbor. It's still Halloween. And I'll be here for another hour. We're going to hear some Negative Land. So keep it locked. WCBN-FM Ann Arbor, The Answer Is in the Beat. Stay tuned.
This is deprogramming from the Universal Media Network.
And now, once again, it's time for America's number one nature program, Wildlife Tonight, with your host, Dr. Oslo Norway.
Doc Oz here with a shocking remote from Wildlife Tonight. Right now, we're going live to Wildlife Tonight's Buck Logic over at the Dallas Zoo, where Buck is going to demonstrate why there never was any Adam and Eve. Buck, are you there? Buck?
Yes, Oslo, this is Buck Logic with Wildlife Tonight. And where could you find more wildlife tonight than the zoo? We're here in the zoo's new Stinky Monkey House, a generous endowment from the Simeon M. Stinky Estate, makers of Stinky Shoe Stretchers. And here with me is Chuck, the night shift monkey man. Is that right?
Yeah, for the purposes of this broadcast, that's fine, I guess.
Well, we appreciate you letting us in after hours to do this, Chuck. And now, if you're ready, please bring in the monkey.
Are you sure we should do this? I'm afraid I might lose my job.
Oh, it's quite all right, Chuck. I checked with City Council. They're all Darwinian.
All right.
And here comes Chuck with a chimpanzee. We'll do it right on the table there. Careful. Careful, get him up against the armature.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Tie those straps securely. They can take your face right off.
I realize that. Oh, hold still.
So, what we're going to do right here on Wildlife Tonight is shave all the hair off this chimp from face to feet. And now Chuck is spraying the restrained chimp all over with Gillette's new Tough Guy shaving gel. And we're going to begin shaving this chimpanzee's entire body clean of all hair. I believe this is another exclusive for Wildlife Tonight, and it's all in your head, FM. Although, I must confess, I don't see why no one has done this before. Now Chuck is...
Hold on a second.
Not too fast there.
I'm
Chuck,
trying, but...
Chuck is rapidly shaving the chimp's body now. There's a little discomfort, but come on, we've all shaved. Doesn't actually hurt that much.
Yeah, hold on.
Now we're seeing some real skin here.
Yeah.
Now we're doing this full-body monkey makeover for the first time anywhere because, well, I'll bet none of you listening out there have ever seen a shaved monkey before in your life. Think about it. I'll bet never before. And you know what? There's an important reason why you've never seen a shaved monkey before.
Yes, yes, yes.
And it does not include protecting the dignity of the animal. That's just an excuse. Nope, you have never been allowed to see it because it is a shocking, almost unbearable testament to our own intimate link with animal evolution.
Hold on. Ouch.
Oh, Chimp appears very angry.
Ouch!
He's strapped in a standing position to a sort of a crucifix-style armature on the table there.
Still. Ow, you little...
Trembling a little under the restraints. Be gentle, Chuck.
I'm trying. You know, I just... This cheap razor you gave me is not working very well on a chimp. I'm going to have to move to something else.
Chuck is now going electric for that thick back hair. Now, by the way, what's his name, Chuck?
Oh, this isn't a boy chimp. This is a girl. We call her Cherry.
Cherry. Wow. Cute breasts.
Yeah.
Be sure to get all around her private parts, too. I want to completely shave Cherry.
I'm trying. I've never done this before.
Whoa, that makes her very angry. She doesn't like that at all. Well, we're sorry to have to put this innocent chimp through this, I guess, but it's simply necessary to create a greater good for all of us. Sort of like testing cosmetics on them. Now, Chuck's using a Jumbo Gillette Protect Tough Guy razor system on Cherry, and perhaps it should have been a Lady Protect, but it seems to be working just great.
Good girl. Yeah, there you
From first shave to last, always a smooth shave with Gillette.
I'm sort of liking doing
this. And in Cherry's case, you know, I guess this is her first and last shave.
I'm glad you asked me to do this, Cherry.
Well, when this chimp is entirely shaved, everyone will see for the first time why we are truly all brothers to this sister under the skin. And now Chuck is finishing off her face and neck. Just leave a head of hair like us, that's all. No mustache, it's a girl. Great, that's it.
Good.
And here comes the hose. Rinsing her all off now. And there you have it. Look at that.
Wow.
Amazing. Creepy, but amazing.
Yep.
That's it. Get her out of the strap there, Chuck.
Yeah.
Turn her around. Just keep turning her, Chuck. Keep turning her. That's it. Amazing. Truly amazing. I think you'll agree.
She looks just like my kid.
I realize this at rehearsal. Once you see a monkey's full frontal bearskin anatomy, something we have never been allowed to see, it's so strangely like our own anatomy, just different proportions in the parts, but all the same skeletal and muscular structures. It's like an organic revelation. All right, Chuck, you can remove the shaved chimp. A wonderfully telling demonstration. Thank you. And don't worry about Cherry, folks. We have a little skirt and sweater for her. Well, what can anyone say? Truly a Wildlife Tonight revelation. And for God's sakes, if there was one, what more need we be? Well, that's it. Nature's clock is ticking. Thanks to Cherry the Chimp, Chuck the Monkey Man, and the Gillette Shaving Corporation, now in your face with the Protect Maximus 2-Jet Shave System, I'm Buck Logic. Now back to Dr. Oslo Norway's brain at It's All in Your Head FM.
That's it for Wildlife Tonight. Thank you, Buck and Chuck, and good luck.
Tune in to Wildlife Tonight next week when Buck Logic will be broadcasting live from the Austin Zoo as he lowers himself into the African lion cage to prove his theory that there is no God to protect him. Much more to contemplate from It's All in Your Head FM, so stay tuned right here from the sun.
We interrupt this program. The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is an attack warning. Repeat, this is an attack warning. Attack warning means that an actual attack against this country has been detected and that protective action should be taken. Important instructions will follow in 30 seconds.
This program. The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is an attack warning. Repeat, this is an attack warning. Attack warning means that an actual attack against this country has been detected. God, I got all this mucus. God damn it, I gotta blow my nose.
In 1904, the American Lung Association was created to fight the killer lung disease, tuberculosis. Today, they're fighting big tobacco, bad air, and the asthma epidemic. For decades, they battled tuberculosis and saved lives, providing medical care, research, and public health education. In 1944, an effective treatment was finally found. Now the American Lung Association has new enemies to fight and more lives to save. Enemies like cigarettes, air pollution, and asthma. To join the fight, dial 1-800-LUNG-USA or log on to lungusa.org.
Good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving. Welcome to station
WCBN-FM,
better known as We Funk, or deeper still, the Mothership Connection, home of the extraterrestrial brothers, dealers of funky music, P-Funk, Uncut Funk, The Bomb.
500,000 kilowatts of P-Funk power.
Yeah, that's the E-F-U-N-K, y'all.
Tune in to What It Is, Baby. It's a raw funk and soul every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. It is What It Is.
You're listening to WCBN-FM Ann Arbor. This is The Answer Is in the Beat. It's still Halloween. It's not daybreak yet. It's still Halloween. So, here's your John Schooley and Walter Daniels with Dead Mall Blues from the album of the same name. Here's Steve Reich with Piano Counterpoint from his newest album, Radio Rewrite. Say that's Vicky Chow performing Piano Counterpoint by Steve Reich. Before that, Negative Land with Wildlife Tonight from It's All in Your Head FM. And that was that. I didn't read events info last hour, but I did mention that Ryoji Ikeda will be at the Power Center at 10:30 a.m. for Saturday morning physics special event.
You are exploring a.
So that's, I guess it's the only event I read. But Ryoji Ikeda will be performing tonight at 8 at the Power Center. And I have front row seats, and it's going to be mind-blowing. What else is happening? Mike Corey and Andrew Coltrane are at Trinosophs tonight. So there's that. Sunday, November 2nd, Blonde, Redhead, and Luke Temple are at the Magic Stick in Detroit. Monday, November 3rd, Primus is at the Fillmore in Detroit. Hello, Darling is at PJ's Lagerhouse at 9. Wednesday, November 5th, Cashmere Cat is at the Magic Stick in Detroit. Friday, November 7th, Hoonhur 2 at the DIA at 7 and 8:30, and they're free with museum admission. And, what's going on? Sunday, November 9th, Dustin Wong and Takako Minakawa are at the MOCAD. Wednesday, November 12th, DJ Shadow and Cut Chemist at the Majestic Theater in tribute to Afrika Bambaataa. Thursday, November 13th, Peter Hook and the Light, the Magic Bag. That's co-founder from New Order, who is not in New Order anymore. Playing songs from Movement and Brotherhood, and I think some Joy Division songs. Friday, November 14th, Jason Marsalis Quintet is at the Detroit Institute of Arts at 7 and 8:30, also free with museum admission. And also Dave Davies from the Kinks at the Magic Bag at 8. And also Friday, November 14th, Ryan Power, Little Animal, Asbo Action Squad, Child, and Haunted will be at the Firehouse. Saturday, November 15th, WCBN and Ginkgo present Quintron and Miss Pussycat with Aaron Dilloway and Rebelkind at the Blind Pig 9. And WCBN is also presenting Feelings, Casual Sweetheart, Prude Boys, and Double Winter at the Salgas Grotto at 9:30. I don't know how we are presenting two shows at the same time, but we are. And also Echo Fest 5 featuring Elephant Stone, Sisters of Your Sunshine Vapor, Deadly Fecko, and more at the Loving Touch in Ferndale. Thursday, November 20th, Robin Hitchcock is at the Ark. Stevie Wonder is at the Palace of Auburn Hills. And I think that's all I'm going to read right now. Concert info is brought to you by the locally owned Ann Arbor Observer, providing news online and in print. Concert info can be heard daily in the morning at 2:30, 5:30, 8:30, 11:30, also at 2:30 p.m., 5:30 p.m., 9:30 p.m., and 11:30 p.m. here on WCBN-FM Ann Arbor. Drip, drip. We're going to hear some Square Pusher. So keep it locked. WCBN-FM Ann Arbor. The answer is in the beat. Stay tuned. Happy Halloween.
What am I saying? I'm not...
Thank you. I'm Jimmy Carl Black, the Indian of the group, and I listen to WCBN radio from Ann Arbor every time I'm up here in the area, which isn't that often, but if I was here all the time, that's what I would be listening to.
WCBN FM, Ann Arbor.